This is episode 60 of the Jacked Athlete Podcast. Today I have on Jason Genova. If you don't know who he is, you can search his name on YouTube. I found his videos when I was in grad school and was entertained for hours. Jason is hilarious and he documents his bodybuilding journey. Jason's recently come off social media for probably the past 2 years, so I connected with him to get an update and talk about his bodybuilding past, everything he's learned from it, and things you can take away from it. So this is episode 60 with the legend, Jason Genova. Enjoy.
Jason, let's talk a little bit about your bodybuilding past. So what's the reason? Why'd you get started in bodybuilding?
I got started in the bodybuilding because I loved it at the time, and it was something I had a passion for, lifting heavy-ass weight, getting ripped, getting jacked, and looking shredded, looking good in the mirror. But as I got older, I just cared about my health more, and I stopped, you know, really staying huge and freaky because, you know, you got to pump all those, supplements in your body, and it takes a toll on you. It's very, very unhealthy, you know?
So what did you experience symptoms from doing that, or what?
Yeah, I got side effects. I got chemical imbalances. I got some memory lossage. I've got some, like, you know, arthritis in my back, messed up joints. It really, that stuff is no good for you. Like, all the bodybuilders are dropping dead in their 50s, 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s from all the abuse, you know?
Yeah. What do you think it's from?
Well, it's abusing for one, and it's getting hooked to getting big and staying big. And you know, I stopped because I couldn't do it anymore. I got to an age where I couldn't do it anymore. And it was like counting calories, counting macros, weighing out my food, you know, taking a lot of supplements, doing fasted cardio, weighing, you know, drinking a certain amount of water, carb loading, decarb loading, you know, all that type of stuff. And it really took a toll on me because I wasn't just counting calories and weighing out my food and being precise on everything. It just, when I was dieting, it really messed me up emotionally, messed my hormones up, it messed my cortisol levels up, messed my my thyroid levels. I can't even lose weight because my thyroid's all messed up right now, man.
Well, you had a time, man, where you were in pretty good shape.
Between the years of 13 and 17, I was in my good shape years.
So what were you doing then?
I was on a load of supplements, on a load of cardio, and a load of weights, but the secret was that I was taking a load of gear then, man. Just a lot of stuff. I don't want to go into it because I don't want you to get, you know, censored or whatever it is. But
yeah.
I was going through a lot of different stuff, and it wasn't fun, and it messed me up emotionally in the mind, and that's why I got out of fitness, because I saved myself. Most bodybuilders don't make it past 60 because they have heart failure, you know, heart issues, you know, heart valve problems. They have to have heart surgery. Like Arnold had 2 bypass surgeries from all the crap he took. That's why I don't want to, you know, there's a point to a happy medium. You got to get out of it. And I got out of it in time because I saved myself from doing more irreparable damage, man.
Yeah. All right, man. So you just started. That's why you started lifting, because you were looking at the videos of Arnold and all those past guys, and that's what got you into bodybuilding.
At that time, when you're in your early 20s, you're the king of the world. You wanna do something inspiring. I inspired a load of people, but at the same time, I messed my health up in the process because I was, you know, I was very honest about my supplementation when I was a bodybuilder. I said, listen, you can't just take a supplement and look like this. You have to do more than that. You know, so I was honest, like Rich Viana. I was open about my stack, man.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what do you do now?
Now I used to sing a little bit. I stopped doing because I wasn't making any money. But now I collect. I'm in the collectible business, man.
What do you collect?
Pokemon cards, comics, coins, stamps, a whole bunch of different things. History, a lot of like rare football, baseball cards, and all that type of stuff.
Really? Why'd you start doing that?
Because it's an investment. People are jumping on it. It's a good investment. You can make a lot of money if you know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah. Do you still train?
Yes, I still train for health purposes. Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. So what does your training look like for health now compared to what it looked like for bodybuilding?
Well, when I was bodybuilding, I was lifting heavy weight, a lot of reps, a lot of low rep volume, a lot of training, a lot of brutal training, like the PJ Vaughn era. But now I'm just like light, a lot of light weights, a lot of contracting the muscle fibers, a lot of squeezing and tension on the muscles, and a lot of reps. it's no more heavy weight anymore because I got a lot of arthritis and tendonitis in my back, and everything hurts in my neck. My neck is always stiff as a cardboard, you know?
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is your weekly training split look like?
Monday I do chest and triceps. Tuesday I do shoulders. Wednesday back. Thursday legs. Friday abs. And then Saturday again chest and arms. And then Sunday I just hit a lot of abs and a lot of core work on my back because my back is messed up, you know.
Yeah. Do you do cardio?
I do about a good 30-40 minutes. Three times a week.
Yeah, what, treadmill?
I run outside sometimes on the beach, or I'll run on the treadmill.
Yeah, okay. So back to your bodybuilding career. What do you think was your best body part?
My legs. Everybody knows my legs were my best body part. My legs.
Did you naturally have big legs?
Naturally gifted, blessed legs. Gas are beautiful. They look like tree trunks.
Yeah. What would you say is your worst body part?
Probably my chest and arms.
Yeah, why is that?
They never could bring them up. They always had trouble growing. They just had trouble. They did locked, you know? Yeah. And another weak part was my abdominals. I could just never get a clear 6-8-pack. It was just a bitch to get abs, man.
Yeah. So you've talked about this in old videos about all the injuries you've had. So what's the reason why you've had so many past injuries?
Years of heavy lifting and deadlifts and squats, rough on the joints. Years of burpees with Adam, what gave me hernias. Years of different strenuous movements would push my back so bad it got injured, a lot of tissue damage and all that type of stuff, and tendonitis and all that type of stuff.
So what do you do now? Do you go to treatments, or what do you do?
I go to treatments once a month. I go for like a chiropractic alignment because it's very expensive chiropractic. It's like $80 an hour. So I do 2 hours for $160, and I get to do it every month just to keep in good health, you know?
Mm-hmm. So when you were bodybuilding, it seemed like you had difficulty sticking to a diet. Would you say that's right?
It was my weakness. It's very difficult to eat a perfect diet every day in your life. I mean, people got to live a little bit in life, you know?
Yeah. So why was it so difficult? It seemed like you had coaches
It got very boring eating the same stuff every day, and it got very, very like very boring on my taste buds, and my taste buds just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. What were you eating that was so boring?
Chicken and broccoli all day, and a little fish, and a lot of like, you know, vegetables. It just got boring.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had coaches that seemed like they kind of forced you to stick to a diet, but did you?
Yeah, but I did get into shape for a couple shows. I looked pretty decent. It was just very hard for me to stick. You know, a lot of bodybuilders have trouble with dieting. It's not easy for everybody's body is different. Rich Piana cheated a lot because he was on a massive amount of stuff, you know?
So you've had videos where you're a guy that likes to take pre-workouts. So what's your favorite?
I love pre-workouts.
What's your favorite pre-workout?
The L-citrine beta-alanine give you a good tingling feeling.
Yeah. What's your favorite that you've taken so far?
Probably the old Jack 3D. That get you hyped, man. You have to agree that got you hyped.
Oh, the old school Jack 3D?
The original.
Yeah. What's the most caffeine you've ever consumed?
A lot. I drink sometimes. I drink 4 or 5 monsters a day.
Okay. So when you were training for bodybuilding, what was your favorite body part to train?
Oh, legs and back. I love legs and back.
Uh huh. What did a leg workout look like?
Very brutal. A lot of reps. Eight like drop sets, 21s and 4 to 6 reps, 6 to 8 sets, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 21, then just drop it until I puke. Only 30 to 45 sets breaks in between. It was brutal. That's why I always passed out after a leg workout, man.
Uh-huh. What exercises were you doing?
I was doing leg extension, squats, deadlifts, hammer curl, hammer, a rear hammer, string cable rows, you know, hack squats, dips, all that stuff, man.
Yeah. What was your least favorite body part to train?
Probably arms and chest.
Really? Because they were just small.
They were not, they were big, but they weren't big enough where I was pleased with them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The biggest size of my arm I ever got, my arm was 17 and a half. I could just never get it to that 20 inch mark, man. Mm-hmm. They just want to grow, man.
What do you think the problem was there?
Genetics played a big part in it.
Yeah. So you've went through different phases, bulk phases, cutting phases. When you were in a bulk
phase. I'm on bulk right now. I'm living a normal life. I'm retired. I'm weighing about 220 right now, the biggest I've ever weighed. But I'm not an ugly 220. I'm a bulky 220.
Uh-huh. So what's your favorite food that you when you're okay to eat anything? What's your favorite food?
I love sushi. I just love it, man. And you know I love sushi. That's my biggest weakness, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So when you're in a cutting phase, what's your favorite thing to eat?
Probably if I was to choose, chicken with a marinated lemon thyme on it.
So you've had these videos where you're kind of like cooking fish that's still frozen. How do those meals taste to you?
They're okay. I'm not the greatest cook, but they were okay. I got by them, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, man, your bodybuilding career, people out there that are in bodybuilding, what do you think, what lessons do you think they can learn from you?
Well, they can learn that to never give up, keep pushing forward, and you only can do this so long until you get old where you can't do it anymore. I retired at 33, 34 years old, and my body was topped out. I mean, most bodybuilders are lucky to compete till they're 45, 50, but they do get all that damage to the body. That's why they, a lot of them have heart problems in their 60s. So I just got out of it early. I was smart, and I saved my mind and my health.
Uh-huh. What would you have done differently if you could go back?
I wish I was an all-natural bodybuilder and didn't pump all that stuff into me.
Yeah.
I regret it. I do regret it.
Do you think you could have done it and been got as big?
Pretty close. If I just got the proper coach, I could have been pretty damn close, man.
Mm-hmm. So it seemed like you had problems with sleeping. Do you think was that a big problem for
you? I had insomnia. It's genetic. It's in my family. My mom has insomnia problems. You know what insomnia is. It's where you just wake up and you can't get like a zombie in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's totally genetic. You can't help. I can't help that. I still wake up from that problem all the time.
So yeah, because you were going to the gym. How early were we going to the gym? 5 a.m.
Or sometimes 4 in the morning, man.
Mm-hmm. How much sleep do you get?
Blood and guts, just like Dorian Yates, early in the morning, man.
Yeah. How much sleep were you getting?
Good night, maybe 6.5, 7.
All right, man. So later on, it seemed like when you kind of got out of the bodybuilding, you said you were done with shows, you started this rap career. So what made you decide to start doing rap music?
I just wanted to be multi-talented and get into the rap career. I decided to sing and hit some beats, and some of them were pretty cool, actually. The 10K Day was my best song, and the You Know My Flavor Piss was the second best one.
Yeah, man, they were good. They were good. Do you still rap?
For fun.
Yeah, can you give us a sample?
You know my flavor. I'm the real ice cream. I got that J Cream flow. I'm worth 1.6 billion. You know the flavor. East Coast, West Coast. You know the throttle. I got that J Cream flow, baby.
Nice. Yeah, dude. So another thing you've done is you've done eating contests. So you seem like you're pretty good. Why did you get started into these eating contests?
Because I was trying to see if I could, you know, grow my channel a little bit with like tuning and doing something different, making the fans happy, doing a little something different, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty damn good at them too, believe it or not.
Yeah, you are. Did you always ate with different guys? Did you ever lose?
I beat a lot of guys. I rarely lost one. It's up Nate, me and Nate almost tied actually that time. Remember? I almost beat him.
Did you usually lose to Nate?
I think once we tied, it was close. We tied once, actually. I can really eat, man. I can put down the fork, man.
Oh, yeah, you can. All right, Jason, you got all these phrases. One of your most popular is it's sick, it's piss. Where did that come from?
It's sick, it's piss. I just made it up because I thought it'd be cool to have a catchy rhyme. It's sick, it's piss. You know, it's revolting. It's like, it's sick, it's piss. It means revolting. It's like vomiting, but it's really sick. It's like, it's sick and it's absurdity, man. That's what that means in the phrase.
You just thought of it out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, it was my catchy phrase. I tagged it and tongue twisted, you know?
Yeah. What about Skittles? How'd you think of that, Skittles?
Skittles came from the juice, you know?
That was already something people were saying, huh?
Yeah.
Skittles
juice.
Skittle time, right?
Yep, Skittle time, bitches.
How about, man, someone sent you a photo once, the monkey prick. How did that become a thing?
That was from the trolls. The trolls started that all. I don't know where that came. That came from somebody showing a monkey, and that all started because of that.
Oh, man. How about the Hindenburg? How'd you think of that?
Hindenburg, because the Hindenburg exploded. I feel like when I was so bloated, I was about to pop.
So what happened? You used to train at that old, what was that old gym you used to train at?
World's Gym.
Yeah, what happened with that?
It went out of business. They weren't paying their dues. They weren't taking care of the gym. And they weren't paying their property tax, and the gym went out of business.
And now what? You train at LA Fitness?
I train at a private gym. I just train at a private. I can't go in the names. It's very, 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 a very, very ritzy gym, and it's private.
So let's talk about this. When you first got into bodybuilding, what's kind of when you were new and maybe you didn't know too much about bodybuilding, what did your training sessions look like?
I didn't know much about bodybuilding. I just got into it. I was lifting like not with good form. I didn't know how to arch my back properly and a lot of deadlifts and squats. And yeah, I got injured in my early years because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was still new to the sport back then, you know?
Mm-hmm. Were you training by yourself or someone helping you?
In the beginning, it was by myself, and that's why I got injured and I regret. But when I got Skip LaCour in my circle, my first coach, he helped me correct my form.
Yeah. What are your best? Let's talk about squat, deadlift, bench. What are your best numbers?
Squat was 505 for one. Deadlift was about 475 for two, 480. And my bench was about 365 in my early years for one or two.
Mm-hmm. And recently you haven't lifted heavy at all, huh?
No, because of all the injuries I've had, you know, and I got to be careful.
Yeah. You've trained with a lot of kind of popular guys in the past. What was one of your favorite sessions you've ever done?
Probably with Rich Piana, where he was a crack up. That guy had a sense of humor. He made me laugh, man.
Really? What did you guys train?
We trained arms the time I met him, arms and chest.
Yeah, can you talk more about that experience with Rich? What was that like?
It was amazing. The guy was a swell man after we made up. He was a swell guy. He was genuine. I'm sorry that he's not with us anymore. He was a great bodybuilder, man. I got to meet him just a year before he passed away, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a legend.
Yeah, big legend. Big legend.
Mm-hmm. What about the PJ? You had some sessions with PJ. What was that like?
Oh, that was brutal. I had a hernia from that after the leg workout.
Really?
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital.
What about Adam, when you trained with Adam?
Adam, I was in my best shape of my life. I was doing a lot of cardio back then, a lot of cardiovascular back then.
Mm-hmm. What about other coaches? You've had other coaches?
I've had Skip LaCour. I've had PJ. I've had couple others, but for the most part, and Adam, but for the most part, those are the main three ones.
Mm-hmm. What about when you met Gaspari, Rich Gaspari?
He was an interesting dude, but he was a little a lot of my fans weren't too happy with him because he was acting very arrogant near me.
Really?
Yeah. He's known to do that to a lot of his fans. He's kind of stuck up, you know, very rude, and my fans didn't appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
I met Robin Dalen Bailey. I met Jay Cutler. I met Kai Green. I met Lou Frigno. I met a lot of famous people along the way, man.
Uh huh. Who was your favorite bodybuilder of all time?
Probably Richard Gaspari was at the time, but then when he changed his attitude, I lost it. It's probably Jay Cutler. He's a good bodybuilder. He's one of the richest bodybuilders, and he was smart. He got retired early. He's got a lot of money, that guy. He's a smart entrepreneur, man.
Mm-hmm. I thought you had a video saying he was a cookie cutter.
I didn't say he was a cookie cutter at the time. I just appreciate that he's smart, and he knows how to make money, and he's a smart dude, man. Clothing line, a lot of supplement lines, and the guy's all over the map. The guy's a smart dude, man. He has more sources than one income. The guy knows what he's doing, man.
Yep. So you had this phrase about people in the fitness industry that they're cookie cutters. So, or what does that mean? Cookie cutter,
cookie cutter, washboard abs and board short competitors. Those are the ones I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like Jeff Fye, he's a cookie cutter, those type of guys.
Uh-huh. What do you think? Why do you think that's the problem with that?
That industry, because it's a big trend, you know, the board short competitors are a big trend, I guess. I don't know.
So you're done bodybuilding. You're never competing again, huh?
Due towards injuries, it forces me not to compete because I don't want to be end up in, you know, in the grave, you know?
So what's next? Because how long have you been, people haven't heard from you. How long has it been?
2 years.
2 years. So I'm sure people are thinking, what's next? What, can you tell us what's coming up next for you?
Well, next is, I'm going to be doing a documentary, Why I Left Social Media, and it's going to be explaining, and it's about my past in fitness and why I left fitness and all this stuff. And it's going to be probably on Amazon Prime.
Who's doing that?
I have a friend of mine who's really got the budgeting, and he's a film photographer, and he can get me on it very easily. He's got connections into a lot of Amazon movies.
Yep. So you have a lot of fans, but just have a lot of trolls. What do you think?
And the trolls are ruthless, man. I just want them off the media, and I don't want to deal with it anymore, man. I just don't want to deal with the stress, man.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like maybe there's some misconceptions about you. What do you think people need to know?
People need to know that bullying's not cool. It's just not right. Yeah. It's not. It's wrong. It's crossing the line.
And that's why you had to get off.
Yep.
Well, Jason, the fans miss you, man.
I know that the loyal fans definitely miss me. I talk to some of them on the phone periodically.
When is this video coming out? Because we're sure we're looking
forward
to it.
Well, it's going to be a couple of years. The guy's waiting for, you know, the bullshit virus, what's going on right now. I don't want to say that word, but the stuff what's going on. As soon as it clears up, because he's from the UK, he's going to come down here. It's going to be a 2-3 year budgeting process. After 2-3 years, when I'm 37, 38, it will probably be launched when I'm 40, 41 and be done.
That's not for a while.
Yeah, but it takes years to make a movie. Takes at least 2 to 3 years to make, man. It does take time. You know that. Unless you want to make a shitty movie.
Well, how were your other documentaries? Those seemed like they were pretty successful.
The Pumping Piss was a good one. It's back up online. It's got 75,000 views.
Yeah. Did you have another one?
The Johnny Bravo story was very enlightening. It's got over 300,000.
Yeah, man. When you met Rich, and it seemed like, I remember that first time you met Rich, right? Was that when he was slapping you?
Yeah, but we made up and I became good friends.
What were you thinking when that was going on?
I wasn't scared. I was prepared because it was all set up, and we knew what we were doing. So he said, how about I slap on you 10-15 seconds. I said, fine, if it's going to get the views, it's going to get the views. It's a good move. We did it and we made up.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of views.
Yep.
A lot of views.
2.5 million before it was taken down.
So you've completely gone off YouTube, huh? So you don't make, you used to make a lot of money off YouTube, didn't you?
For a little while, it was until they changed their algorithm. And ad revenue is not the same on YouTube anymore. It's too censored now. It's very censored. You can't make only like one, like 9.0% of people make any money off of YouTube. Most people don't make shit on YouTube anymore. It's all through donations, or it's all through sponsorships now.
And you
can't
rely
on ad revenue. I'm telling future YouTubers, you can't rely on ad revenue. You have to rely on sponsorships or donations.
So you had, what was the last show you did?
The last show was 2017 Ruby Classic.
Did you do it with Lenny?
Yes.
So can you talk about your and Lenny's relationship? How did that go? You guys were both competing.
It was good at that time, but we parted ways a while ago. I don't see him that much anymore because he lives too far now. He lives like an hour away from me, so I can't see him that much.
Uh-huh. Did you guys do, you guys trained a lot together?
Yeah, back in the day. Yep, a lot.
Mm-hmm. So what did your prep look like for that show?
I was taking a lot of Skittles, of course. I was doing a lot of fasted cardio in the morning, empty stuff. I was eating six to seven small meals a day, preparing my food weeks in advance, weighing out my food, counting my calories, all my macros, everything.
Wow. You were in pretty good shape, too.
I was in my best shape. That was probably the cream of the crop year.
Let's give some closing advice to the people.
Well, if you're going to get into bodybuilding, just do it the natural way and never give up and keep pushing forward. Don't go on all that stuff like other people do, because they mess themselves up so much. And take my advice. Don't pump all that. Just do it the natural way and get a coach to how to teach you to get big properly without, you know, and just stay positive and look, be happy every day and go move forward, you know?
Yeah. Jason, can you give us your phrase? It's sick, it's sick, it's piss, revolting, insulting, Ric Flairing. Can you give us all that?
It's sick, it's piss, it's revolting, it's assaulting, it's nature boy Ric Flairing, high profile limousine rotten son of a gun. Woo!
It's been 2 years since we've heard it.
It's exciting.
It is, man. But you changed the Ric Flair woo, you changed it to a wee. Why did that happen?
I just changed it.
You just started saying we out of nowhere.
We, yeah, it's we now.
Awesome. So I usually end a show by letting people know where they can contact you or find you and stuff, but you're not anywhere, huh?
No.
So if you have any, I guess people haven't heard from you in 2 years. So if you have anything you want to say to the fans.
I miss some of my loyal fans, but I don't miss the trolls.
Yeah, Jason, thank you, man. Take care. I look forward to this documentary.
All right, brother. Peace.